Jess Walter, the novelist from Spokane, has a way of capturing the times we live in and how they make everyday people feel. He has a gift for spinning tall tales that hit close to home, and for mixing humor, absurdity, and tragedy in equal parts, much like real life. He did it in his haunting novel, The Zero, about a New York cop who lost his bearings after 9/11, just as the larger society did. In his more recent book called The Cold Millions, young workers who just wanted a better world found themselves up against politicians and police controlled by corporate millionaires. And in his novel called The Financial Lives of the Poets, he follows a middle-aged couple, Matthew and Lisa, whose dreams and dilemmas will be recognized by many readers dealing with today's world. Matthew was a business writer for the local newspaper, but as newspapers were being bought up by larger companies who then slashed the number of reporters, he decided to launch his own internet startup, a website where you could find investment advice in the form of poetry. Poetfolio, he called it. At first, it attracted a small grant from a wealthy heiress who loved poetry. But like most startups, it didn't take off, and it soon became a drain on the family's finances instead of a magical path to riches. Meanwhile, Matthew's wife, Lisa, had another idea for supplementing the family income and began buying collectibles online that she thought she could resell on eBay at a big profit. Soon their garage was full of figurines and toys she bought, only to find there was no resale market for them. On top of their economic woes, Matthew and Lisa are of the sandwich generation, taking care of Matthew's father who lives with them and repeats the same conversations over and over, and their two young sons who have their own daily dramas at school. Their lives turn from insecurity to crisis when the financial institution that holds the mortgage on their house informs Matthew that if they continue to default on their debts, they will soon face foreclosure. Matthew can't bear to share this news with his wife, especially since she seems to be responding to the stress they're under by using social media to start an affair with her high school sweetheart, a man with a steady job at the local lumberyard. From here, the story gets simultaneously more outlandish and more real as Matthew pursues another harebrained scheme to save his house and his marriage, getting involved with hapless young men trying to survive through small-time drug deals, a couple of cops desperate to make some arrests to justify next year's budget, and another would-be entrepreneur with a great startup idea. The engaging stories Jess Walter tells in his novels typically focus on men as the main characters, and he has a gift for getting inside their heads and capturing each one's unique way of talking. But his books also shed light on the trajectory of our society. In the case of The Financial Lives of the Poets, that includes the way many middle-class households are now living paycheck to paycheck and struggling to stay ahead of the debt collectors, and the way economic insecurity leaves many men struggling with their self-image as a man, a parent, and a husband, and the way that corporate interests and their political allies feed us the false hope that everyone has a chance to become a millionaire in the tech economy. Will Matthew and Lisa survive? Read The Financial Lives of the Poets to find out.